You may be seated. Reverend Williams from Missouri, who is accompanying with us now, and we just are anxious to hear what he has to say.
Hallelujah. You know, we're just getting acquainted with a great, big, wonderful body here, and we have not known this large a group probably ever, but nevertheless, Jesus is doing such a work in us by your help. And I am finding out that, like a lot of you here tonight, that we need one another. Yes. I need you. I need you desperately. You need me desperately. Yes. Now, that's amazing, isn't it, when I hear that back? But I need you. You need me. Yes. And you're a great big body of believers, and we all need the Lord Jesus Christ. How many believe that tonight? You really believe that? You've finally decided and made up your mind and fully persuaded that you really, really need Him. Most of all, you need Him. Brother and sister, would you stand? For the Lord thy God would say unto thee in this hour that thou art battering rams of the Most High God. I have placed thee, yea, in the front lines of my army. And yea, I shall lead thee, and I shall guide thee, and thou art the ones, yea, that are to stand fast. Surely thou hast stood fast and made up the hedge. I have looked here, and I have looked low, and I have looked, yea, all over. Yea, for those who would stand in the gap and make up the hedge, and thou hast said, here I am, Lord, I will stand in the gap. And surely because the Lord thy God has seen of thine heart of a contrite nature, surely thy God has used thee to be those that are even warriors of the cross. Yea, battering rams that would stand, yea, to break down the walls. Yea, the very walls that all the adversary, the very enemy of these souls, that thou art shepherding over. Yea, thou art, yea, those of the shepherds that would watch out for their souls. Thou hast held them up to me. And yea, the Lord thy God would say unto thee, yea, even this night, this night I do clothe thee with a fresh armor, saith thy God. I lay upon thee a fresh, yea, robes of righteousness and garments of praise, yea, and an armor that thou hast, yea, steadfastly bore before me. Thou hast been, yea, bold to use my armor. And yea, I am making thee more and more acquainted with this my armor. For thou art those who put it upon themselves daily to walk, yea, this walk before me, and to lead others into the ways of righteousness. Therefore, thy God has seen, yea, of the supplication and the cries and the interceding of thy heart. And he is raising up, yea, those that are, yea, sensitive to the moving of my spirit. And yea, I am laying upon them, yea, even the mantles that I have laid upon thee. And these mantles, yea, the very mantle of thy God, to bring them into intercession, greater and greater and greater. For the Lord thy God would speak, yea, even further unto thee, and unto this congregation. Yea, thy Lord would say unto thee, I would make thee those that would stand in the gap, yea, for those that are round about thee. Yea, those who are dying round about thee, thou would minister unto them life, saith thy God. Yea, thou art to take, yea, upon ye the very heart of thy God and the love, yea, the compassionate love that, yea, I have been bestowing upon thee, and thou art to use and let thy, my very love, yea, it is thy love, it is my love, to shed, yea, and to speak unto those round about, and to touch, yea, those round about, and to mellow them, and to bring them unto me, saith thy God. For I have need of those who would stand in the gap and make up my hedge. Yea, I have need of an intercessory people. I have need of a high priestly company that would, yea, go before me, and pray and intercede until I hear from heaven, and answer thy cry. And then thou shalt see these many brought to me, because thou hast been fervent and effectual prayer warriors unto me, saith thy God, yea, into this body tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to thy name. This pastor mentioned here, by the way, my wife was to tell me also that to remind you that we really do feel at home here and been ministering about 5 years in Springfield, pastoring, co-pastoring there, Springfield, Missouri, and about 9 months prior to coming here last June and coming out on vacation. We were seeking God's will, and this 9 months before this, why, God had been speaking to us, Seattle. But Lord, we left here quite a long time ago, and I don't know, would you really want us to go back? And, of course, we didn't know about Community Chapel. If we'd known about Community Chapel, we'd wanted to come a lot sooner. Because it was in June of last year, as we came out here to seek God for confirmations, that the Lord began to speak to us, even through my niece, which is Donna Anderson, Jerry Anderson's wife. Some of you know her, acquainted with her. And God handed my daughter, through Donna, a catalog of Community Chapel and the college here. And to us, that was a very good confirmation after we read it through, felt such a witness in our heart. God began to move upon our hearts then. This was in June, mind you, and we got to go ahead, and we were back here about August 15th. And what was it, honey, the 23rd? Well, when Faith enrolled in the college here of last year. So God did a speedy work. We were willing and we wanted God to have His way. And so we were ready. And you know, sometimes it takes God quite a while to work on you and me to get us ready. And other times if He's been working very, very hard on us and, you know, we're no match for the Lord. How many have found that out? That He has a vice and He has devised a vice that when He comes in on you, whatever He needs to use, even if it's His watchdog, the devil, why, He can say, sick him to that old Doberman, and that thing will show his teeth at you, and pretty soon you know you're going to get closer, not to the devil, but to the Lord. And if you really know Jesus, you're going to be ushered into a closer relationship with Him. Amen? And so whatever it takes, the Lord knows just what it's going to take. Sometimes we need a good spanking from the Lord. Well, He knows how to apply the disciplinary measures. And whether it's on the seat of education here, wherever, He knows how to get our attention. And you know, He's been at this for a mighty long time. And when we realize that, we'll begin to realize the very love of God, and we'll begin to know that the love of God is in discipline, it's in training, it's in tutoring us and bringing us to know the Lord Jesus Christ in a lot more fuller way than we had thought about. How many are glad for the disciplining hand of God and that it's a son that He disciplines? I see a real bride company here. But we see that as the Lord is getting the bride ready, I also see a son that He's preparing, and a son-father relationship with you and me here, to where Jesus is like in Hebrews chapter 12, beginning to show more and more discipline to those of a son that's really a true-born son of His. Not one that would be a bastard nature, and that's plain speaking, but one that is truly a true son, and you know that you belong to Him. And so tonight you know that you are a true son of the Most High God. And so you're ready to accept whatever comes your way, whether it's discipline and in a love form, whether it's tribulation, trials, whether He says, sick him to that Doberman, just whatever God has to. do, He'll probably do it to see you grow up. How many want to stay at the same level that you're at tonight? No. No. We should want to, what? Move on into God. We should want to advance. We should want to grow. We don't want to stay in kindergarten, but we want to what? Go on into elementary and then right on into high school and then right on into college and then not stop there, but keep right on advancing into whatever the higher college degrees that the Lord Jesus has awaiting us. So let's not be satisfied where we're at tonight, but let's go on. If you'll turn quickly to Acts 9. Acts 9 and in verses 10 and 11, we see there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. A certain disciple. Now this could be a certain disciple here in Community Chapel, by the way. That's named whatever your name might be tonight. Mary or Joe. Whatever your name might be. A certain disciple. This one here we don't know a whole lot about. He was possibly in the schooling and tutoring under Brother Peter or Brother John in that hour. And he could have had an awful lot of tutoring and training. And he was given a terrible responsibility one day, but I believe that this little, humble, lowly Ananias was one who could really hear the voice of God. I believe he's one who had been down on his knees interceding before God. I believe he'd been in a prayer life. I believe that he knew the voice of God. That not just all of a sudden here out of the blue, God would just choose little old Ananias to do such a mighty work that he was about to perform. But every one of you tonight, if you are sensitive to God's Spirit, and if you have noticed that God's dealing in your life and causing you to grow up into the Lord, that God is getting ready to do some mighty things with you, with your life, with you, little insignificant you, little insignificant me. Whoever you might be, are you a teenager out there tonight? Are you one of the children here in elementary school? Even kindergarten? God loves you and He wants to cause you to grow up into Him. And He wants you to start thinking about spiritual things, little ones, as well as those that are more adult. What about you tonight? Have you considered the ministry that God has placed in your life, that He is requiring at your hand? What are you doing with this ministry that the Lord Jesus is giving unto you? And you play an important part in the body of Christ tonight. And nobody else can do it but you. Did you know that? There isn't anyone out here that can fulfill your part that you're to play in the body of Christ tonight. Not any one of you can do that, except you. Only you. Nobody else can do it for you. That is that lonesome walk you must walk by yourself in the presence of the Lord. Not so lonely that it isn't without His presence. We find out that in this hour that too, it's not only by ourselves, but with the brethren of Christ. Amen? And getting to know one another by the Spirit. Not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. How many believe that? Is that God's order? Hallelujah. How many are expecting new things from God tonight and tomorrow and through the week ahead? Let's be in expectations because that latter rain and the former is being gathered and we're just getting showers from heaven, aren't we? And we're gathering big clouds that aren't without rain, but lots of rain in there. How many can hear the report of rain coming this way? Hallelujah. How many are just allowing it to drop on you? And taking down all these old shields or umbrellas and whatever that would keep that rain of God and unbelief spirits that would hinder us. Ananias. with just a certain disciple. And to him the Lord in a vision said. Now in a vision, God can speak loudly in a vision. And he could hear his voice. Ananias, behold, I am here, Lord. He was acquainted with God's voice. And right now, before going any further, I want to put in this. There's many of you here tonight that pretty much acquainted with his voice, and there's others that you really haven't got acquainted with that voice. And you're saying, how come? How come? All right, here's the word of the Lord to you. And the word of the Lord is that you're to cut this off right here. And start receiving from your heart. Not trying to understand God so much with your mind, but with your heart. And I'm going to go a little further with this. But I'll explain this because I sort of got ahead of myself there. First, I was going to bring out some of you are not acquainted with His voice because when you're in His presence and you've been worshiping and you've been praising Him, and then all of a sudden you bring before Him because you know you're in His presence, you all of a sudden just begin telling Him everything out of your heart. And you don't stop then and wait for Him to talk back. Some of you here tonight have been so busy telling Him all your petitions and all that you want Him to do in your life. And you have been telling Him of your love for Him. But now, have you stopped long enough after you're in that beautiful presence of God, just to be still. Just to be still and know that He is God. And let Him begin to speak to you. Pastor and his wife, I know they really have a communion with the Lord. And they have learned how to wait and let the Lord Jesus speak to them. And elders here, they have such a relationship with the Lord that they allow Him to speak back. But there's some here tonight that have not stopped. We're so busy telling Him everything. We're so busy that we don't stop and be still and know that the Lord wants us to just wait upon Him so that He can minister and then He can speak to you. Have you? Where are you tonight? Is that you, wherever you're at? Is that you? How many here tonight have those kind of situations? And you don't really have to raise a hand, but if you want to, fine. Because that's being real honest. And you're saying, where's the voice of God? How come I can't hear God? Many times it's because in our busyness and in our very humanity, we have cried out before the Lord, but we're not still long enough. And you know, the old devil is so sly that just when the Lord wants to speak to you, something within you wants to take you away from the presence of God. Wants to drag you and push you and just actually move you away from right when He's about to speak to you. And that's one of the most subtle tricks that old Satan has, isn't it? One of his worst tricks was to get you from knowing the voice of God. But here was Ananias. He knew the very, very voice of God. He must have waited upon God. He must have been still before the Lord. He must have really known how to wait upon God. There is some scripture here that I want to say in Psalms 4:4 says, commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Be still so that God can speak to us His beautiful secrets. God will speak to us if we will empty all of our thoughts out and just wait upon God. Did you know you can bind this mind to be quiet and to be still? You can bind your own self. How many know that? You can bind this mind. Hey, mind, you're going to be still now and you're going to pay attention to what the Lord wants to say to me. You can do that. You have that power and authority. That's a government that God puts right within you, and it's your will to willfully be quiet long enough for God to speak to you. But there's some that are being robbed of that tonight. Now, as I spoke here earlier, a few moments ago, about our own mind, there was a brother who I think it was Brother Leonard Darby. I don't know if any one of you know of a Brother Leonard Darby who was associated with Jack Cole. And I heard him tell of a illustration that the Lord showed him, and he showed him himself. I trust I can get this just okay. My wife can help me if I don't. And Brother Darby was meditating because he had such an intellectual mind. He was always having trouble with this mind. And so the Lord just gave him this vision. And in this vision, there was a table set before him. And they were bringing in on the table certain things to eat. And all of a sudden, they brought Leonard's head in on this here tray. And the Lord got the message across to Leonard, and he said, "That's what I want you to do. I want your head out of the way. I want it completely out of the way. I want your mind out of the way so that I can be your head. No longer you, but I want to be your head." Now, how many got that kind of head trouble tonight? Sometimes your head gets in the road, gets into trouble, and it wants to figure things out. You've got one of those analytical, real kind of minds that just go just like a computer. And God wants to show you tonight that you can bring these wheels to a standstill and bind that mind so it can be just empty, and then just wait upon the Lord. Wait until He begins to speak. You know, if we will acquaint ourselves and get hidden away in God and cut this thing off right here, if it gives us that kind of trouble, so that God can deal with our hearts and He can be the head and we the body, and we can begin to do and to listen. Some of us got ear trouble tonight. We cannot really hear what God is saying to us because blockages in that inner ear. There's something wrong, spirit problems that are blocking that still. I'd like to read you some scripture here. Let's turn over John 10, 2 to 5. We have many voices, don't we, in this hour, but only one voice of God. One voice, one God, one voice. How many have chosen to hear that voice no matter what? Are you willing to pay all for the pearl of great price? In John 10, 2 to 5, the Lord Jesus says in verse 2, "But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice." What? The sheep hear his voice. "And he calleth his own sheep by name." Now, isn't that special? Have you ever seen that? "And he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out." How many have been led out to be brought in closer to Jesus? Out of Babylonia's, you know, garments and places and brought into the light of liberty here in Community Chapel. Hallelujah. So he's leading us on, isn't he? He's leading us out to bring us in. And verse 4, "And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and his sheep follow him, for they know his voice." What do they do? Up here it said the sheep hear his voice, and down here the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. "And a stranger they will not follow." And God made a revelation, an opening to me not too long ago about this stranger. "But flee from him." They don't listen to that stranger. They won't follow him, but they'll flee from him, "for they know not the voice of strangers." Yes, strangers there. What a day, huh, when we will teetotally shut out every other voice and only know the voice of the Lord Jesus. What a day. Over in 2 Corinthians 10, 3, 4, 5, says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing it into captivity." bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Bringing every thought into the obedience of Christ means that we will not entertain the voice of strangers. Or are we? Some out here tonight still entertaining the voice of strangers? I'm sure that there is. I'm just as sure as I'm standing here tonight that there are some strange voices still being entertained in our midst here tonight, because the devil has been so busy talking away at us that we haven't completely learned how to put upon us the whole armor of God and begin to use it skillfully, wielding that sword, the sword of the Spirit. And what's that? Using the Word of God to come against the very works of the devil. Speaking against the works of the devil with this Word. Putting the devil in his place by your Word. And your Word ought to be his Word. And his Word ought to be our Word. Amen. Hallelujah. Learning how to use the whole armor of God. And the shield of faith, above all, taking the shield of faith, what? To quench all them fiery darts, fiery, and those strange voices. Shield of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How many are being continually washed by the water of the Word tonight? How many are subject to the washing of the water of the Word as you come and present yourself here, day in and day out? How many are a disciplined one to where you become a disciple of Jesus, a disciple here to community chapel and to the pastor here, a disciple that will imitate the very lives? Yes, that's what Paul said. Follow me as I follow Christ. Imitate me as surely as I follow Christ. Imitate Him. Yes, it's what it means. And we are to come and subject ourselves under a government of God. A government which is the pastor, his wife, the elders, a precious government that looks out for your life. It would knock off the very wolves and would intercede for you. As I have heard the voice of God tonight, you are a priestly company. You are a high priestly company. And that means that this is the hour of atonement. And that means that if we're going to rule and reign with Him in His kingship, that first we're going to learn how to travail and intercede for God's people, to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. We will learn before that if we're going to reign with Him, we're going to suffer with Him. Because that's the way of the cross. How many are acquainted now, or getting more acquainted? And you're going to learn this is a hard thing to do, but to embrace the very cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many are going to embrace that cross? I didn't hardly know what that meant until He started teaching me now how to embrace the cross. And that is to actually laying down all and coming into a life of self-denial. And He's expecting more of me. He's expecting more of you as we learn how to embrace the cross. And that cross is a rugged thing because it's a life of self-denial. It's a putting self down. It's a Galatians 2:20. Let's say it together. How does it go now? I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for you and me. Hallelujah. Do you see how much He loves you? He really loves you. How many are really fully persuaded in your mind tonight of the love of God? He ought to be. We ought to be more and more acquainted. And if we see how much that God sending His only Son to die for you and me, and how that Jesus, the very pattern Son, just laid down all and in complete unselfishness, took up the cross daily. And as the brother Ron Kitchell, is that his last name, a dear brother? As he was saying of that garden experience, surely every one of us is going to come into the atonement of the garden. Every one of us is going to be expected to come into the atoning place of the garden, where we will lay down all, and there will be a crucifixion come about in you and me. There will be a death to that old self that has given us trouble for so long. A self that had handles on it or buttons on it. that the devil could come by and activate any time he wanted to. Or he could hit this one and all of a sudden you were hearing strange voices. And the Lord said he's going to do away with that stranger. These precious ones that the Lord was talking about here in John, said they would know his voice so well they would not listen to voices of strangers. That must have been a mature group, Pastor. Must have been a mature group that wouldn't listen to strange voices anymore. I believe that's what he's bringing you to. I bring bringing you and me into a fullness of the stature of the Lord Jesus. Could this be possible? It's possible. Have you written? Well, I better slow down a little, huh? Have you read this precious Bible lately? Have you read into Ephesians 4:11 down through 16, how that he wants to perfect you by getting you here all the time so that the washing of the water of the Word can work on you, and the perfection of the washing of the water would come by what? Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. He ascended that these might descend upon you. Gifts of the church. Gifts for you to perfect us and bring us into the very image of Jesus. Do you believe it? Would you be like him? Sure you would. Tell the devil tonight, I would be like Jesus. Let's say it together. I would be like Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will? You will if you can. You can if you will. You can if you will. And you finally made up your mind. I will serve him at any cost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How wonderful our Jesus is. All right, this is an hour when the devil is using his demons to hassle our minds, to oppress us with all kinds of voices, alien voices. And God has allowed the devil to an extent now. He's still loose out here. You haven't completely bound him yet. So he's still about his dirty business, right? And so he's out here hassling away, and the Lord just allows him as much as as long as the devil's got buttons around to push on you. Why, until we get complete deliverance of these things, he's still going to come by and press one every now and then and activate, and we're going to react. We're not going to act, because action comes from faith. No, I'm talking about those that still have need deliverance tonight. Every one of us could stand some more now. Amen? How many could stand some more deliverance? Sure. We got to be honest about this. Praise God. Then we're going to be set free. He shall know the truth, and the truth will set us free. And that's Jesus. And you want to get more acquainted with him. You want to come closer to him. You want to be like him. Let's not stop now. Hallelujah. So as long as there's some sort of a handle or a panic button out there, he'll make you react when he comes by, the devil that is. He'll even make you hear these strange voices of these strangers. God allows pressure to come our ways, and he's going to allow more pressure to come your way, but it's not to oppress you. It's never to oppress you, not the Lord, but to press you closer to the Lord Jesus. That's where he'd bring you and me to the very bosom of the Lord Jesus. He would bring you to the very breast of the Lord Jesus, to where you could lay your head upon him and cry and weep and tell him how much you dearly love him, and because you're deeply in love with him. Hallelujah. Thank you for being so patient with me tonight as I go on now. All right, so as long as there is activating buttons around upon our lives or handles that the devil can suddenly grip a hold and make us cry out or manifest, then he'll do it. But when we get more and more deliverance and there's less and less of these for him to mash on and get us to react, well, then pretty soon all our life is going to be is an action of love, an action of faith, an action of joy and peace and satisfaction. And a great peace would come upon us as we get delivered. Amen. How many have been experiencing the very peace of God? Coming into a new inner peace. that you've never known before, because Jesus is doing such a work in your life. Hallelujah. Just wave a hand unto the Lord tonight and thank Him. Thank Him for what He's doing for you. Would you do that a moment? Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Jesus, for doing such a mighty work in us tonight. We just praise You and adore You. Glory to Your name, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So as we come to the place, ridding ourselves and getting more and more deliverance, then we're going to be more and more like Jesus, so that these things that have been manifesting in our lives could just be the manifestation of Jesus. Just Jesus alone. And no longer can He come along and hit you, except that when He hits you, even if it's one of the devil's agents that hits you, just love will ooze out. Just love will ooze out to whoever, even your enemy. And that love is going to be your greatest weapon. How many have found that out? You found out that love is your greatest weapon. And you're finally just now dawning upon you. My, the love of God after all these years is my secret weapon. And I haven't hardly used it. I haven't hardly used it on the pastor and his wife. I haven't hardly used it on these precious brethren. They call the elders out here. I love you tonight, brothers and sisters. I haven't hardly used it on my daughter and my son. Ones that you ought to be so acquainted with using it upon. My wife, my husband, my neighbor. Oh my. We have a ways to go, don't we? We have a ways to activate the love of God or see Him. Not us, but He, of course. Activating the love of God in our lives so that only Jesus be seen. Sir, we would see Jesus, they said. What? Who was that said that? Someone. John, where? John 12. All right. Praise God. All right, we got some students out here. But I'm very happy to see here in Community Chapel and in the Bible College those that are zealous to go on and know Him, to know the Lord Jesus, students of the Word, disciplined ones, one who would submit unto godly counsel, godly leadership. They would study to show themselves approved, not unto man, but unto God. And we're learning how to appropriate and balance things out, like our brother pastor is saying, to, by the Word and the Spirit, causing us to grow up with a rightful balance in Him. Praise God. God has His part to do, and we have our part to do. And God has fulfilled His part already, and all we have to do is begin to do our part. It's all been done by our Lord Jesus, a very pattern for every one of us. And when we get so in love with Him that all we want to do is get away with Him and get caught up into Him, we'll begin to experience beautiful, beautiful things in the Lord. He wants to share things with you. He wants to tell you His precious secrets. He isn't going to give them to anybody else. Now, the Lord isn't deaf, and He isn't nervous. So when I get a little loud, don't worry. But the Lord wants to share some things with you and 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 you. All 3,000, I believe, is what it's about to be, isn't it, Pastor? Somewhere in there? As the population here is coming on closer and closer to the Lord and growing and becoming more like Him. Hallelujah. Little humble Ananias, a certain disciple. You can be that one. The Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight. We see the word of knowledge in quiet action here. Inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. It's actually a vision, but you could type it like the word of knowledge here. Because he just went exactly to the street. He named it and everything. 12, and he had seen in a vision a man named Ananias. Who did?
Saul called, or Paul called Saul still. He saw in a vision too. God is already preparing him on the other side. If God has really spoken to you, he'll confirm his word. And when you go somewhere, you'll know it because it'll be confirmed to you. When we came to Community Chapel here, and my daughter entered the college and all, we were very well aware that we were in the perfect will of God because God had answered on this end. He'd answered us. He had answered a very cry of our heart. And God brought us here. And we're thankful tonight for every one of you. We're thankful for a precious people that know how to pray. We were amazed at the prayer life when we came here. It just took us back and we were so thankful. And tonight we're thankful for every one of you. And I want to say right now that I love you. I just want you to know that. I love you. I love you. We as a family, we love you. And we want you to know that. The love of God be expressed to you because you're a beautiful people as pressing on to Jesus. And you deserve the very best. And God's giving you the very best. Hallelujah. It makes you more thankful every moment of every day, doesn't it? And you wake up with a brand new zeal to be used of God. Just to be His hands extended. Wherever you go, whatever you do, to put your hand out to help. Not to hinder, but to help. Doing away with all the nebulousness of our life. Bringing us into the positive actions of God. Hallelujah. It's not that we don't see the negative side every now and then. Because we haven't arrived into a perfect place. But we're pressing on to that, aren't we? And so was little Ananias here. All of a sudden, God chose a little feller here. A little insignificant one. And you might think tonight that you're that so insignificant person. But God wants you to know that you're important unto Him in the body of Christ, and nobody can do the job that you can do. Only you can fulfill that job, and God is counting on you. Thus saith the Lord, I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you. Now, are you going to let him down? Oh, that's heavy. And I love you, but that's heavy, isn't it? We're not going to let him down, are we? How many say amen? How many would just believe that in your heart tonight? You're not going to let him down. Young person, young teenager, children, you're not going to let him down, are you? No, you're important to the Lord. God's waiting on you just to grow up a little more in Him and do exactly what God wants you to do. And to submit yourself to those that are teaching you and around you. And to come and be present every time these doors are open. And to come and learn and know about the Lord Jesus and all the beauty of Jesus. And to come and enter into the praise and the worship. And just get caught up into Him. Hallelujah. I believe God is doing that mighty work right here. So little Ananias, or whatever your name might be here at Community Chapel tonight, play a very important part. We see there those, and I want to just continue on a little bit here about those that are still hearing strange voices. It says that these are those in the Strong's Concordance, it says in about number 245 in the Greek there, it speaks of these strangers as hostile, alien, not one's own, and foreign. Now, do they belong in your land?
No.
Then what's wrong tonight? What's wrong with this group? That's me included, every one of us. Are we still hearing these strange voices? Possibly we are, and that's because we still need more deliverance. And we're getting to the place where we're getting sick and tired of it, aren't we? We're coming to the place where we're so sick and tired of it that we want all the deliverance we can get. And so we're continually coming to every deliverance meeting that's here. And every time that there is a deliverance meeting, we're subjecting ourselves to the ministry And to whoever, even if it's a brother or sister that might not have been in the ministry as long as you.
Right.
We're coming to the place of submitting and committing our lives to one another. Committing is different than submitting. How many know that?
Right.
Paul was committed unto his calling. The same one here that Ananias went and ministered to and laid hands on and saw the eyes opened where he could see again, which was called Saul, and then changed to Paul, as you all well know and all should know tonight very well of that story. You and I, in this same type of situation, need to come here and have it to where we can have hands laid upon us so that we can begin to really truly hear the voice of God. And when He's speaking, perhaps we need to come just to pray and seek the Lord and intercede until we get acquainted with the voice of God. And if there's hindering spirits and you've got blockages in your ear canal, the spiritual ear canal tonight, then you need deliverance in that area so you can hear the voice of God. Amen? And I'm sure there's many here that still need that kind of deliverance. And how many are going to subject themselves and be committed as Paul was? I will get back to being committed now just for a moment. And that was to be a love slave. That's one who is in prison, one who would imprison themselves for you. And Paul was in prison. He went to the prison, didn't he, for the love of Christ, for the love of the church. And he became a love slave in there, a bond slave, a love slave. And God would bring you and I into such a relationship, not only with the Lord Jesus, but with one another, that we can be committed to one another. I believe God's going to bring us there. I don't think that we've all arrived there yet, but I believe we're arriving. I believe we're arriving tonight, coming to the place where we're going to be so committed that we're going to lay down our lives for the brethren. That possibly is not possible tonight for some, and yet there's some here that can say, yes, I would go that far. And yet God's going to bring us to that place such as He did Paul. He's going to expect that out of you and me. Because that's no more than... we just can't even begin to know what He's already done for us of laying His life down for you and I. And if He's laid His life down, the Lord Jesus, for you and I, how much more can't we then? Can't we come and do the same for Him and for our brethren likewise? I believe God will bring us into that life of committance. I believe He's bringing us there now. How many agree? That means a closer walk with Him, a closer relationship, a complete selling out 100%, not just saying it, but doing it, walking our talk, beginning to get all the walk down into our feet so that we will do what we say and the preachers are going to do what they preach. And whoever it might be tonight of the body of Christ, that we will get it all down into our heart so that that love relationship will, we'll just do it no matter what because of that love. So tonight, some of us are having trouble with these hostile alien voices. I wonder how many would allow these strange voices to continue, or you want deliverance. Out here in many churches tonight over the world, they have very bad ear trouble. They cannot, for the life of them, hear what God is saying to the church in this hour, for many out there have rejected the truth, the very truth that could have set them free. Many have spirits of unbelief and confusion, something terrible. They cannot hear God because too many other strange and alien ETs are talking in their mind's ear constantly.
Right.
And you know it's so, don't you?
Yeah.
And your heart goes out to them tonight. How many got a burden for those out in the churches of this city? If you don't have one, ask God to give you one. Where is the heart of Jesus if that heart isn't crying out to see those that are in captivity set free? All of the churches in the city of Seattle and surrounding suburbs and areas and towns and countries and then into the foreign lands. But first at Jerusalem. First at Jerusalem. God wants us here to come to the place where we'll intercede for those in captivity all over the city tonight. And I believe that there are those here that really are. A lot of these, they cannot hear God's voice when these strange voices supersede His voice. And many of us, and there's some of us right here. Some of us right here tonight, they're having trouble because they're entertaining the voice of a stranger and strangers, more than one. Some have several of these strangers in your land that are still bothering you. We actually need to have a powerful deliverance. If we can hear God speak to us clearly, we need to have God come and give us the very ear of God, an ear that can hear Him when He speaks. We need to still our mind before God and bind our very mind so that it can just be empty when we, after we have come into a time of praise and worship before the Lord. You have no fear. You should have no fear just to allow your mind to be completely free before the Lord Jesus. And in being entertained or into by His presence, we can come and just give ourselves unto Him and stay there expecting to hear from Him. How many have been robbed because the devil coming by some way or another has been cheating you out and trying to get you going to do something else? I have at times. I have to admit, there's been times I have. We need to be truthful in this hour. If ever before, we need to now. But what? The Lord isn't playing games at all, is He? The Lord is playing nothing except serious times with His people. And only time that He is playing, I'll have to take that word back, He's playing with His little ones. Sister Julie, the Lord just caught that back to me. He's playing with His little ones that are such that would just dance before Him, His precious ones, His jewels, His special ones that He has chosen, this bride company that He just gathers together unto Himself to love. He has taken them aside and He would play with them and have fun with them and just have a beautiful, glorious time with them. Because you're to do whatever the King would have you to do in His presence. It's foolish, for the Lord said, what? Suffer the little ones to come unto Me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And He placed those little ones right out there. Hallelujah. We're not to be childish, but childlike. And to be coming in, just simply believing God and taking Him for what He said and then doing it. Praise God. So how many tonight have had some kind of ear trouble? There's been some blockages in the ear canal, so you haven't been able to hear God's voice plainly. Some of you have had a mind problem to where this should be cut off right here so you can take on the mind of Christ, the very headship in Jesus, allowing Him to be the very head of you and all your thoughts. And you've had problems that way. How many here tonight are still hearing those strange voices? I'd like for you to stand to your feet. I want you to be honest tonight. You still have some problems in that area. Those of you who have this mind problem, I want you to stand. I think a lot of us have mind problems. Thinking about Marvin here. And I want to pray for you. And I want you to pray with me. And I want us to agree tonight about these strange voices. Some of you still have a mind control spirit that comes in to try to give you problems in that area. There's some of you got a spirit which is a spiritual deafness spirit. There's those of you that have a sort of a spirit of dullness, the spirit of sleep. Every time the pastor gets up to minister and to teach, preach, or whoever it might be behind this sacred pulpit or podium here tonight, you have trouble because all of a sudden there's a sleepiness and you practically go to sleep in your seat. A spirit of sleep. And God can take that off of you. How many want it off? How many want a new sensitivity to the voice of God? How many are willing tonight to ask forgiveness wherein you have been in the way and your mind has been in the way, but this night forward you're going to take a new stand in the Lord Jesus and you're going to do your part by just allowing this to be severed right here, and you're going to allow Him to speak to you. But you have hurt Him many times because you have come into His presence and not allowed Him to speak. You have been too busy in your own mind trying to figure Him out and how He's going to speak and what He's going to speak. And yet you've not even hardly got acquainted with that voice because there's been a dullness there. And there's been those that have had these strange spirits that have been you've been entertaining them. Some of you not willfully, but you still need a lot of deliverance in that area. Let's believe the Lord right now for Him to do a great work in every one of our hearts and lives. Let's pray in Jesus' name. Jesus, we just come to You tonight, Lord. We come to You and we come against this very spirit of mind control. In Jesus' name, we rebuke it and we cast it out. We renounce it and we plead the blood of Jesus over every one of these. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We cast you out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We believe it, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we come against spiritual deafness tonight. We rebuke this deaf spirit. You dumb and deaf spirit, we rebuke you. We take authority over you. And we cast you out of the body of Christ. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We renounce you and we put you. We put you under our feet. We will not allow you to rob us of all that God has for us any longer. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of sleep. We bind you. We cast you out of God's body tonight. You sleep spirit, we bind you. We renounce you. We take authority and dominion over you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Out of this body. In Jesus' name, be the blood of Jesus over these precious ones tonight, Lord. Let your blood flow over them, Lord. Your love and your joy. Yes, Lord. Lord, for those tonight who have had mind problems, where their own mind has been in the way, we would just pray for every one of them, Lord, that a spirit of forgiveness would come into them and they would ask You, Lord, to forgive them, but yet they have not known what they're doing. So, Lord, in our ignorance, we come to You, Lord, and we would just say, Lord, we would come before You. Forgive us, Lord, wherein we've hurt Your heart in any way. We would say, Lord Jesus, forgive us tonight that as we come before You and our mind is made ready and open and empty, we would begin to receive of Your voice. We would be still and know that You are God. We would listen for Your voice. We would not be tricked subtly by Satan in any way, shape, or form, or subtlety until we stay there, until You have spoken to us and we've got are acquainted, Lord Jesus, with Your very voice this night. Help us tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we pray for a new sensitivity to Your voice. We would ask You, Lord, in Your tender mercy and grace and love, we would subject our minds unto Thee. That it be no longer my mind, but Your mind. Your mind. The same mind that was in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery. Lord, in the same stature, Lord, we would come into that place, Lord, and believe you tonight. Oh. God, for a more sensitivity unto your voice. And when you speak, Lord, we would know your voice and we would follow no other. We would be careful. We would be careful not to entertain strangers, Lord, or strange voices, but we would shut our ears off. We would rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. And we would cast out every foreign voice, every alien voice, in Jesus' name, every hostile voice, every confusion voice, we would put it out of our minds. We would drive it out by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we would ask you, Lord, for your special coverage for the whole body of Christ here tonight, Lord. A new awareness and a new sensitivity to you as we walk in your presence, awaiting for you to speak to us. And to go into this week, Lord, believing and expecting for a great moving of your Spirit upon our lives. Lord, not looking back, but looking forward. In Jesus' name, even unto you, Lord, keeping our eyes stayed upon you, Jesus. Stayed upon you, not allowing our eyes to be fixed upon anything else. No other idolatry, Lord, but our eyes will be single. And singly upon you. In Jesus' name we pray, and we would thank you for victory. How many would give him a clap of victory tonight? A victory clap tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Victory in the camp tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Turn this back to the pastor. We love you. Appreciate you.